Miss Winter slept. I saw the tender slackness of her open mouth, the tuft of unruly hair that did not lay straight from her temple, and in her sleep she seemed very, very old, and very, very young. With every breath she took, the bedclothes rose and fell over her thin shoulders, and at each sinking the ribboned edge of the blanket brushed against her face. She seemed unaware of it, but all the same I bent over her to fold the covers back and smooth the curl of pale hair back into place. She did not stir. Was she really asleep, I wondered, or was this unconsciousness already? I can't say how long I watched her after that. There was a clock, but the movements of its hands were as meaningless as a map of the surface of the sea. Wave after wave of time lapped over me as I sat with my eyes closed, not sleeping, but with the vigilance of a mother for the breathing of her child. I hardly know what to say about the next thing. Is it possible that I hallucinated in my tiredness? Did I fall asleep and dream? Or did Miss Winter really speak one last time? "I will give your message to your sister." I jerked my eyes open, but hers were closed. She seemed to be sleeping as deeply as before. A little before dawn, I became aware of a hush, and I realized that the only breathing to be heard in the room was my own.